Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. Please find out what they're up to. Please find out the smart, scholarly things they're doing to inform people about Obamacare, about health care reform, market-based health care reform. Small business owners, you know that's the right thing for you. Is we got to get to market-based health care public policy. Grace Marie, thanks again for all that you do. Tell us about the Galen Institute.
So we are a think tank, which means that we provide ideas and research for public policy makers, both at the federal and the state level, and we focus exclusively on healthcare and exclusively on free market ideas that we offer on health reform and the surprise billing recommendations that I talked about in the last segment were one example of papers. We've done papers on transparency. In fact, one of our senior fellows was at the White House as President Trump's senior health policy advisor when the rule on transparency was written. So he was, you know, very, very highly responsible for that getting done. So we have a lot of expertise here and a much bigger reach than our small size indicates, because I think our ideas are
well. You're small size, but you got big ideas, and they're the correct ideas. That's you have the benefit of being truth tellers. That's for sure. Grace Marie, what's next? Where are we going from here? What will it take if in this next election can if it works out? Could it work out right where they could take another run at Obamacare and get rid of it?
There are pretty deep roots. After a law has been in effect for 10 years, it's so distorted the market that you've really got to start. You're starting from a different place.
That's depressing to me.
It is depressing. But one of the things our policy group has done, not only the Galen Institute, but a number of other experts from other think tanks in Washington and around the country, we've developed a plan called the Healthcare Choices Plan. That we've got a website, healthcarechoices2020.org, to talk about a different way that we can help people purchase health insurance, re-energize the very damaged individual and small group markets, and give people a lot more choices and really get to a health system that will work for the 21st century.
So but if you're an employer with over 50 employees, you're still under that mandate, aren't you?
You are, absolutely, and you know it, and you know that the feds will come out after you with fines and penalties if you do not provide the qualified health insurance to your workers.
Are the mandates still there for them too?
Yes.
Not just the mandated coverage, but mandated types of coverage.
Essential benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They if they self-insure, they have much more flexibility, and sometimes even groups with just a handful of employees.
This is an economic headwind, Grace Marie.
Yeah,
Obamacare is an economic headwind.
And the worst, Jim, is that it really discourages employers from creating those entry level slots because it makes workers so expensive. And people, young people, trying to get their foot on the ladder with that first job so they get work experience, the jobs just aren't there. Between Obamacare and robots and technology, it's really difficult for people to get into the workforce. Obamacare made it so much worse.
It's a poison.
You know, employers that want to hire an extra dishwasher can't afford to do it.
Yeah. It is so. It's awful, folks. And when you read the essential, if you don't believe us, If you don't believe me when I tell you it's poison, go read the essential services and ask yourself, why would I pay for that for all my employees? Why would I be paying for all those things? Hey, Grace Marie, last thoughts before we wrap up.
Don't give up hope. I do believe there's another lawsuit against the ACA. The Supreme Court was asked to give it an expedited ruling. It now has to go back to the lower courts. The Fifth Circuit in Texas has said that the individual mandate is unconstitutional now that the fine is gone. And so that they prevailed. And they said all of Obamacare should come down. But the appeals court said, nope, go back. You got to figure out what can stand, what can't.
Grace Marie, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Keep up the good work. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute, galen.org. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.